case number 12,400, Richard Bird seeks a variance from the front yard setback, side yard setback and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure and existing structures, sections 115.25, 115.182, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of 8th Street, approximately 167 feet east of Bald Eagle Road. The 911 address is 37348 8th Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, map 19.16, parcel 98.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting an 11.3-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed screen porch. Staff would note that there is additionally a shed located in the rear yard that also requires a variance of 3.4 feet from the required 5-foot rear yard setback and a 0.1 foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for the shed. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, isn't there a variance need for steps as well from the front yard?
Correct. So the steps in the front yard are set back 2.5 feet from the front of the property, which would create an additional variance of 13.8 feet from the required 30.
Thank you. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
The one in Delaware.
Whatever address you plan on giving us?
Richard Bird, 37348 8th Street Road, Delaware, 919971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello. All right. First time in Delaware. So, a little bit about me. I bought this property in September. The house was sitting dormant.
Of what year?
Of this year. Oh, excuse me, of 2019. Been in the area with in a family home, but this is my own for my wife and I. The house was sitting dormant. I'm a builder in Baltimore, so I was not scared off by a house that needed a significant amount of rehab. The house was sitting dormant for about 7 years. Once getting into the project, I noticed there was a lot of things that were wrong that needed to be fixed. One of which was the front porch, the existing front porch. I don't know if you can see it on there. It was, obviously you can see on the survey that was done, that it was definitely non-code compliant, not just in the fact that it was beyond its building code or building envelope. Excuse me. So I submitted drawings. I have a background in architecture as well. I submitted drawings in that building application during the process for a second one after I got the drawings done to fix the porch, the existing front porch, and to put a roof on it so that I can screen it.
So let me stop you.
Mm-hmm.
There was a front porch on the house.
Yes.
Did you completely tear it off?
For the most part, I pulled away, yes.
And you're not putting it back the exact dimensions that it was there?
I'm asking to put it exactly the way it was.
Was there a roof on it?
There was no roof on it.
Ever, that is why?
Ever.
No.
Well, then that wasn't a porch.
Okay. Sorry, a deck.
Okay.
Yes, so I would like to go back the same exact dimensions that it is, and I just would like to put a roof over it so that I might screen it. Obviously, I'm on the bay side there to keep insects at bay. I heard something about the steps that would need. The steps that I designed were off the side of the deck, not or off the actual deck instead of the front.
So they don't need a variance in the side yard for the steps. We were debating about, because they're still in the front yard, whether it just needs a different variance to that
that we
requested. So just for completeness,
okay,
we've described it as two variances.
Okay.
Question there, is it a 13.8 foot from the front yard? Because I would think it would be, looking at the side yard, it looks like the side elevation, it looks like it would be less than, because you need 11.3 for the front yard for the porch. I'm guessing it would probably be less than that for the steps.
Actually,
they're projecting out to the side yard, not to the front yard.
So it's a, and because they're 2.5 feet, so I've gone the other way. So my apologies, you are absolutely correct. So it's actually 2.5 feet from the 11.3, which is an 8.8 foot variance.
Okay, so thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I did submit, and I actually got the permits before I left. I noticed that it was wrong. So instead of building this thing and that it was going to be wrong, even though I was passed through zoning, I figured out that this has happened. So then once that triggered, you have to ask for permission, this, that, and the other. And that's where it led me to here.
So the survey, boundary and improvement survey plan, it shows the porch different from your drawing.
The 16 feet out, I'm doing 16 feet out as well?
Well, this, okay. I don't think it really showed it.
15.7. You said 16 foot eight, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All righty.
I did have an existing shed that was on the property that when I was, when I did get my permits for this, they did say that was going to have to go, I had to destroy that. I did take the shed apart. The pad is still there. If you would be so kind to grant that variance, I'd be happy to use a shed again.
So the shed you took away?
I took just the three sides down. The pad is still there.
Okay.
So the is a poured pad?
Yes, sir.
Okay, does that conclude your presentation?
I think so.
I need you to go over the 5 criteria for granting a variance.
Okay. The uniqueness of the property, I'm existing on a small lot. To build this porch, I would not be able to do it on the side. So existing dwelling on... My existing dwelling is on a small lot with an existing deck that was already also non-conforming. I cannot develop, cannot otherwise be developed. There is no other option to put this on in this narrow and small lot. It was an existing deck that was poorly built, and I would like to rehabilitate it and improve the aesthetic of the house and the character of the neighborhood. Will it alter the character of the neighborhood? It will not alter the character of the neighborhood and will improve and the aesthetic of the home and block. Minimum variance. I will not be making this it more non-conforming, excuse me. And it will be the same size as currently, only improved.
All right. Does anyone have any questions? Members of the board?
Same footprint.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No.
Are you asking for a shed too?
I didn't know that was an option. I would absolutely love to if I could have a shed. I don't have any storage.
Correct.
Yeah. And 3.4 feet you need for that. You said right.
And 0.1 from the side.
On that pad that's already there. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
How far from the edge of paving of 8th Street to the front property line? Is there a gap at all?
Yes.
How far is that gap?
That was one of the things that was more confusing for me, being from Baltimore, that we have, there's a whole, I'm assuming it's about 8 to 12 feet wide for parking, and I thought that was a part of my property before I got my survey.
So there's basically your front yard is 8 to 12 feet further away from the road than, than your property line is?
Correct.
All right. Have you, prior to you removing the porch, were there any complaints or the shed that you had received from neighbors about it?
No, everybody's just glad that I'm there rehabbing the house.
And I presume there's been no other additions into the side yard that need a variance. Just looking at it, it looks like your HVAC and your steps and everything are all compliant. Is that still the plan?
Correct. May I ask a question, a follow-up question to that? What is the code for HVAC systems for your compressor here in Delaware?
So in a normal circumstance, they are allowed to project 3 feet into a side yard on a lot. However, this is benefiting from the small lot ordinance, and in that case, the small lot ordinance allows it for a 5 foot, I believe it's a 5 foot side yard on this one, right? Is it 10? It's 10.
Ten.
So it can't project any further than, than
but there. There is no elevation code?
Are you talking about the floodplain?
Yeah,
it needs to be above base flood elevation.
Okay.
So when you if you're so granted a variance, you'll need to make sure you're submitting and things do comply with the flood regulations.
Okay. It is, but I kind of wanted to know just for my own sake if I'm going to start building down here in a bit.
Have you talked to your neighbors about this?
I talked to my two direct neighbors. One, he is still there. I asked him about, you know, different improvements. I also asked about taking a tree down that was 3/4 mine and 1/4 his. He laughed. He said, "Take it down." But they're all very nice to me.
Positive about the deck, the porch.
Yeah, I wasn't able to talk to Chris as much. She's a weekend and summer. Tenant, so I haven't been able to see her while I've been working on this place during the off season.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
If I may, real quick, Mr. Whitehouse, in light of that side yard setback that you're talking about, I just want to make sure we got everything covered.
So the side yard, the shed is under 600 square feet.
I realize about the shed. I'm talking about steps, shower, HVAC. I want to make sure that those are all.
If they're already existing, they would be considered non-conforming because of based on the age of the house.
Gotcha. Okay. At least we got that in the record, so we're clear on that. We can make a note of that. Thank you.
I will now entertain a motion.
Chair, I move that we approve case number 12,400 for the requested variances to include a shed.
We've just realized something with that discussion with the side yard, and I do apologize for interrupting the motion. So, with the side yard and with these being part of the dwelling, the additional steps to the side, so this is in the bottom right hand corner, will also require an additional side because the separation there to the boundary is 12.9 feet. And
I can't be any closer than 5 from the side yard, correct?
And if your steps are part of the, yes, correct, and which means you will need an additional variance. So and do we know at this stage how wide they're going to be? Is it at least 32 inches? So 3 feet?
It's 2.5 blocks or 3.5 blocks it'll be like 4 steps.
So you have 2.9 feet to the side before you require a variance. So if it's anything wider than 2.9 feet, you'll need a variance for the difference. So
if I recess the steps in this existing square footage, would that work?
Yes, but
well, what he's trying to tell you that we'd rather
if you're here
increase it, you're here, we'd rather increase it now than you have to come back again.
Okay.
So
whatever you guys think is best then, I'll build it.
So got to be a request.
Well, it's already, the side yard's already included into it, so if you do... 2.5. You do a 2.5 feet variance for the steps, that gives him a little bit of wiggle room for the steps to encroach, because he has 2.9, so that would give him a good amount of room to get the steps to encroach into the side yard setback.
Okay. So I guess just to be clear, what we're looking at, just to have a completeness, is a 2.5 foot variance from the side yard for the proposed steps, a 8.8 foot variance from the front yard for the proposed steps, an 11.8 foot variance from the front yard for the proposed porch, a 0.1 foot variance in the side yard for the proposed shed, and I forgot the number, but from the rear yard for the
3.4.
shed. 3.4 foot. From the
four rear. Variances total.
Okay. Five variances.
Five.
Oh, sorry, five.
That's what my notes reflect also.
All right.
Mine too.
So, to be clear, I guess you were making a motion, Dr. Carson, apologize for the interruption.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,400 for the requested five variances, as stated. I believe that this will improve the property. Will not essentially alter the character of the neighborhood, and represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.